Number 5633, verses 15 to 17. And the men took this present, and they took double silver in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them. And he said to him that was over his house, Bring the men to the house, and slay, and make ready, for the men shall eat with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph said, and the man brought the men to Joseph's house. And the men took this present, signifies that truths had with them the means for obtaining favor. And they took double silver in their hand, signifies also truth received in the power. And Benjamin, signifies and the intermediate also. And rose up and went down to Egypt, signifies elevation to life to be gained by them from the interior things of external knowledges. And stood before Joseph, signifies the presence there of the celestial of the spiritual. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them, signifies the perception by the celestial of the spiritual of a spiritual intermediate with truths. And he said to him that was over his house, signifies to that which is of the external church, Bring the men to the house, signifies that the truths in the natural were to be introduced thither, and slay and make ready, signifies through the goods of the exterior natural. For the men shall eat with me at noon, signifies that they will be conjoined when with the intermediate. And the man did as Joseph said, signifies bringing it about. And the man brought the men to Joseph's house, signifies the first introduction into the good from the celestial of the spiritual. Number 5634. And the men took this present. This signifies that truths had with them the means for obtaining favor, as is evident from the signification of men, namely truths, and from the signification of a present which was given on approaching kings and priests, namely something to obtain favor. Number 5635. And they took double silver in their hand. This signifies also truth received in the power, as is evident from what was said above, where the same words occur. It may also be seen there what is meant by truth received in the power. Number 5636. And Benjamin. This signifies, and the intermediate also, as is evident from the representation of Benjamin, namely, the intermediate. Number 5637. And rose up and went down to Egypt. This signifies elevation to life to be gained by them from the interior things of external knowledges, as is evident from the signification of rising up, namely elevation to the things of spiritual life, and from the signification of going down, namely to life to be gained by them. For going down here means the same as Send the boy with me, and we will arise and go, and we will live and not die. Verse 8. By which is signified spiritual life according to degrees. And from the signification of Egypt, namely, external knowledges. Here, the interior things of external knowledges, because the celestial of the spiritual represented by Joseph was there. Wherefore it is presently said that they stood before Joseph. The interior things of external knowledges are spiritual things in the natural mind, and spiritual things are there when the external knowledges there are enlightened by the light of heaven, and they are so enlightened when the man has faith in the doctrines from the Word, and he has this faith when he is in the good of charity, for then truths and thereby external knowledges are enlightened by the good of charity as by a flame. From this they have their spiritual light. Hence may be seen what is meant by the interior things of external knowledges. Number 5638. And stood before Joseph. This signifies the presence there of the celestial of the spiritual, as is evident from the signification of standing before anyone, namely, presence, and from the representation of Joseph, namely, the celestial of the spiritual, see above, that the celestial of the spiritual was present in both naturals, was represented by Joseph's being made Lord over all Egypt. This is what is meant by the presence of the celestial of the spiritual in the interior things of external knowledges, for these knowledges are in the natural. The truths represented by Jacob's 10 sons are truths in the natural. Number 5639. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them. This signifies the perception by the celestial of the spiritual of a spiritual intermediate with truths, as is evident from the signification of to see, namely to understand and perceive, and from the representation of Jacob's 10 sons, who are meant by with them, that is, with whom Joseph saw Benjamin, namely truths in the natural, and from the representation of Benjamin, namely the intermediate. This is here called a spiritual intermediate because the truths represented by Jacob's 10 sons were now to be conjoined with the truth from the divine, which is Joseph, and this conjunction is not effected without an intermediate, which is spiritual. And therefore, when this intermediate was perceived, it immediately follows that Joseph said to him that was over his house, "Bring the men to the house and slay and make ready, for the men shall eat with me at noon," by which is signified that they would be introduced and conjoined, because with the intermediate. What the spiritual is relatively to the natural must be further told in a few words, because most of those in the Christian world are so ignorant of the spiritual that when they hear the term they hesitate, and say to themselves that no one knows what it is. In its essence, the spiritual with man is the very affection of good and truth for the sake of good and truth, and not for the sake of self, and also the affection of what is just and fair for the sake of what is just and fair, and not for the sake of self. When a man feels in himself delight and pleasure, and still more if he feels happiness and blessedness from these affections, this is the spiritual in him, which comes not from the natural, but from the spiritual world or from heaven, that is, through heaven from the Lord. This, then, is the spiritual, which, when it reigns in a man, affects and as it were tinges all that he thinks, wills, and does, and causes the thoughts and the acts of his will to partake of the spiritual, until at last these also become spiritual in him, as when he passes out of the natural into the spiritual world. In a word, the affection of charity and faith, that is, of good and truth, and the delight and pleasure, and still more the happiness and blessedness thence derived, which are felt inwardly in man and make him a man truly Christian, are the spiritual. Most men in the Christian world are ignorant of the spiritual because they make faith and not charity the essential of the church. Consequently, as those few who are concerned about faith think little, if at all, about charity or know what it is, therefore, as there is no knowledge, there is no perception of the affection of charity. And he who is not in the affection of charity cannot possibly know what the spiritual is. Especially is this true at the present day, when scarcely anyone has any charity, because it is the last time of the church. But be it known that in a general sense the spiritual means the affection both of good and of truth, and therefore heaven is called the spiritual world, and the internal sense of the word the spiritual sense. But specifically the affection of good is called the celestial, and the affection of truth is called the spiritual. Number 5640. And he said to him that was over his house. This signifies to that which is of the external church, as is evident from the representation of him that was over the house, namely the external church, when he who is in the house is the internal church. And as in the internal sense the thing and not the person is regarded, Therefore by him that was over the house is signified that which is of the external church. Number 5641. Bring the men to the house. This signifies that the truths in the natural mind were to be introduced thither, as is evident from the signification of Jacob's sons, namely the truths of the church in the natural. Their being introduced there is signified by bringing the men to the house. Number 5642. And slay and make ready. This signifies through the goods of the exterior natural, as is evident from the signification of slaying as involving that which is slain, an ox, a bullock, a he-goat, or other cattle, namely, the goods of the natural. That an ox and a bullock are the goods of the natural may be seen above. Here, the goods of the exterior natural, because through these they were now first introduced to conjunction. For his bringing the men to Joseph's house signifies the first introduction into the good from the celestial of the spiritual. As the bullock and ox signified the goods of the natural, everything done in regard to them also signified this good, for the one involved the other. Number 5643. For the men shall eat with me at noon. This signifies that they will be conjoined when with the intermediate, as is evident from the signification of to eat with, namely to be communicated, conjoined, and appropriated. And because they were with the spiritual intermediate, which is Benjamin, it is said at noon, for noon signifies a state of light, thus the spiritual state which comes through the intermediate. Number 5644. And the man did as Joseph said. This signifies bringing it about, as is evident without explanation. Number 5645. And the man brought the men to Joseph's house. This signifies the first introduction into the good from the celestial of the spiritual, as is evident from the signification of bringing, namely, introduction. From the signification of Jacob's sons, namely the truths of the church and the natural. From the signification of a house, namely good. And hence also the church, for the church is the church from good. And from the representation of Joseph, namely the celestial of the spiritual, see above. From this it is plain that the man's bringing the men to Joseph's house signifies that the truths in the natural were to be introduced into the good from the celestial of the spiritual. The first introduction is signified because they now only ate with Joseph and did not know him. By this is signified a general conjunction, which is the first introduction. For truth from the divine then flows in generally and is not discerned. But when the truth which flows in is observed, there is then a second conjunction, which is signified by Joseph's manifesting himself to his brethren, as related in a subsequent chapter. Number 5646, verses 18 to 23. And the men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house. And they said, because of the silver that was returned in our bags in the beginning are we brought to involve us and to fall upon us, and to take us for servants and our asses. And they came near to the man that was over Joseph's house, and they spake unto him at the door of the house, and said, O my lord, we came indeed down in the beginning to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, and we opened our bags, and behold, every one silver in the mouth of his bag, our silver in full weight, and we have brought it back in our hand. And other silver have we brought down in our hand to buy food. We know not who put our silver in our bags. And he said, Peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father gave you a hidden gift in your bags. Your silver came to me. And he brought Simeon out unto them. And the men were afraid, signifies a drawing back. Because they were brought to Joseph's house, signifies because the truths that belong to the natural were to be adjoined and subjected to the internal. And they said, Because of the silver that was returned in our bags in the beginning are we brought, signifies because truth in the exterior natural appears to be given freely, they were therefore to be in subjection. To involve us and to fall upon us signifies that on this account they were to be reduced under absolute power. And to take us for servants and our asses signifies until whatever is in either natural be as nothing. And they came near to the man that was over Joseph's house signifies the doctrinals of the church. And they spake unto him at the door of the house signifies taking counsel of them about introduction. And said, O my Lord, signifies attestation. We came indeed down in the beginning to buy food, signifies a disposition to procure good for truths. And it came to pass when we came to the inn and we opened our bags, signifies introspection into the exterior natural. And behold, every one silver in the mouth of his bag, signifies that it was clearly seen that truths had been given, as it were, freely. Our silver in full weight signifies truths according to each one's state. And we have brought it back in our hand, signifies that what had been given freely would be in submission as far as possible. And other silver have we brought down in our hand to buy food, signifies that there is a disposition to procure good by means of truth from another source. We know not who put our silver in our bags, signifies non-belief from ignorance of the source of truth in the exterior natural. And he said, Peace be to you, fear not, signifies that it is well, let them not despair. Your God and the God of your father signifies the Lord's divine human, gave you a hidden gift in your bags, signifies that it was from him, apart from any prudence of theirs. Your silver came to me, signifies that it will seem as truth procured by them. And he brought Simeon out unto them, signifies that it adjoined willing to truths. Number 5647. And the men were afraid. This signifies a drawing back, as is evident from the signification of being afraid, here, namely, a drawing back, that is, from conjunction with the internal. Fear arises from various causes, as from danger of loss of life, of gain, honor, and reputation, also of being brought into servitude and thus losing freedom, and with it the life's delight. This is the subject treated of in what now follows. For they were afraid lest they should be adjoined to the internal, and thereby lose what was their own, and with it their freedom, and with freedom the life's delight, because this depends on freedom. This is the reason why the men were afraid signifies a drawing back lest they should be adjoined. Here in advance this conjunction must be explained briefly, that is, the conjunction of the external or natural man with the internal or spiritual. The external or natural man reigns from life's earliest age, and knows not that there is an internal or spiritual man. When, therefore, the man is being reformed, and from being natural or external is beginning to become spiritual or internal, the natural at first rebels, for it is taught that the natural man is to be subjugated, that is, that all its longings together with the things that confirm them are to be rooted out. Hence, when the natural man is left to itself, it thinks that in this way it will utterly perish, for it supposes that the natural is everything, and it is wholly ignorant that in the spiritual there are things immeasurable and unutterable. And when the natural man so thinks, it draws back and is unwilling to be subjected to the spiritual. This is what is here meant by their fear. Number 5648. Because they were brought to Joseph's house. This signifies because the truths that belong to the natural were to be adjoined and subjected to the internal, as is evident from the signification of to be brought to Joseph's house, namely to be conjoined and subjected to the internal. For Joseph represents the internal because he represents truth from the divine, or the celestial of the spiritual. And a house signifies man's internal as well as his external. Here the internal, as it is called, Joseph's house. And to be brought, that is, to the internal, signifies to be adjoined, and therefore to be subjected. The reason is that when the natural is adjoined to the internal, it is then subjected to it. For the command, which had before belonged to the natural man, then becomes the spiritual man's, of which command of the Lord's divine mercy more will be said in the following pages. A few words must here be added in regard to the internal sense. The internal sense of the word is especially for those who are in the other life. When those who are there are with a man who is reading the word, they perceive it according to the internal sense and not according to the external. For they understand no human words, but only the sense of the words, and this not according to the man's natural thoughts, but according to their thoughts which are spiritual. Into this spiritual sense, the natural sense that is with the man is at once transmuted, just as one instantaneously turns the language of another into his own, which is different. Thus the sense of natural human thought is turned into spiritual. For spiritual language or speech is proper to the angels, and natural language or speech to men. There is so sudden a change as of one language into another, because there is a correspondence of each and all things in the natural world with those in the spiritual world. Now as the internal sense of the word is chiefly for those who are in the spiritual world, such things are here mentioned in the internal sense as are for them, and as are pleasant and delightful to them. Yet the more interior such things are, the more remote are they from the apprehension of men, to whom only the things of the world and the body are pleasant and delightful. And this being the case, they hold in contempt the spiritual things that belong to the internal sense, and also loathe them. Let every one examine himself and see whether the things contained in the internal sense of the verses that now follow are not worthless and distasteful to him, although they are what the angelic societies take the greatest delight in. From this it may be plain to one who reflects what a difference there is between the delights of men and the delights of angels, and also what the angels regard as wisdom and what men regard as wisdom, that the angels find wisdom in such things as man thinks worthless and dislikes, and that man finds wisdom in such things as the angels care nothing about, and many in such things as the angels reject and shun. Number 5649. And they said, because of the silver that was returned in our bags in the beginning are we brought. This signifies that because truth in the exterior natural appears to be given freely, they were therefore to be in subjection, as is evident from the signification of the silver being returned, namely truth bestowed freely, and from the signification of a bag, namely the threshold of the exterior natural, and from the signification of to be brought, namely to be adjoined or subjected. The subject is to be understood as follows. As it was perceived that the truths of external knowledge in the exterior natural were given freely, and would therefore be enticed to conjoin themselves with the internal, and thereby be in subjection to it, they would, as just said, be deprived of their freedom, and thereby of all the delight of life. Man is quite ignorant that this is the case, namely, that it is perceived that truths of external knowledge are bestowed freely in the natural mind, whether exterior or interior. The reason is that he has no such perception, for he does not know at all what is bestowed on him freely, still less what is stored up in the exterior natural, and what in the interior. The reason why he has not this perception is usually that worldly and earthly things are dear to him, and not heavenly and spiritual things. And therefore he does not believe in any influx through heaven from the Lord, or therefore that anything is given him. Yet all the truth that he rationally infers from external knowledges and supposes to be due to his own ability is given him. Still less can man perceive whether it is placed in the exterior natural or in the interior, because he is unaware that the natural is twofold, namely, the outer which approaches to the external senses, and the inner which recedes from them and turns to the rational. As man knows nothing about either the one or the other, he can therefore have no perception about such things. For the knowledge of a thing must come first in order that there may be a perception of it. Yet the angelic communities know and perceive these things well and clearly, not only what is bestowed on them freely, but also where it is, as may be seen from the following experience. When any spirit who is good, and therefore capable, comes into an angelic community, he acquires at the same time all the knowledge and intelligence of the community which he had not had before. And he at first supposes that he had known and understood it before, and from himself. But when he reflects, he perceives that it is freely bestowed on him through that angelic community by the Lord. And he also knows from the angelic community whether it is in the exterior or in the interior natural. For there are angelic communities in the exterior natural and others in the interior natural. Yet the natural which belongs to them is not such a natural as man has, but it is a spiritual natural, which has become spiritual by being conjoined and subjected to the spiritual. From all this it is evident that the things here related in the internal sense take place actually in the other life, namely that they perceive what is given them freely, as well as where it is stored up, although man at this day knows nothing of such things. But in ancient times those of the church knew such things, being taught them by their external knowledges and also their doctrinals. They were interior men. But since those times men have become more and more external, insomuch that at this day they are in the body, thus in the extreme. A sign of this is that they do not even know what the spiritual and the internal are, nor believe in their existence. Nay, to such an extreme have they receded in the body from interior things, that they do not even believe that there is a life after death, nor that there is a heaven or a hell. Nay, by receding from interior things they have gone to such an extreme, and have become so stupid in spiritual things, as to believe that man's life is like that of beasts, and therefore that man will die in like manner. And strange to say, the learned believe so more often than the simple, and any one who thinks otherwise is accounted by them a simpleton.